As we just heard, in Tennessee, one of the hardest-hit areas was Madison County. 11 people there have died. The biggest city in Madison County is Jackson. A lawyer in town said the downtown area looked like Baghdad, with overturned vehicles, rubble in the streets, and buildings with their facades ripped open. Jen Free is a law clerk in Jackson. She says she and her boss were first alerted to the approaching storm while checking the weather online.
At that point, he said, I think we need to go find the keys to the basement. And then roughly 1 to 2 minutes later, the actual siren started sounding. And then about 5 minutes later, the siren actually stopped. And we actually went to the basement. And the building was actually a bank many, many, many years ago. And we actually were inside one of the vaults trying to protect ourselves from any debris that might come into the office.
The walls in a bank vault are fairly thick. Did you have a sense while you were down there in the basement of what was going on up above?
When we actually came up, we did not realize, we had no clue what we were going to see outside. And looking at the things here in downtown Jackson, based upon what we thought it would be like, are absolutely amazing. It's I can't even describe how different downtown Jackson looks after the tornado hit.
What did you see when you emerged from the basement?
It was pitch black. Actually, the only thing that I can remember, because it was so late at night, there was water everywhere. When I looked down, you could faintly see different bricks, some large, some small. There was glass, and you could actually hear the glass breaking around you. It was the most eerie feeling because you knew something was wrong, but you couldn't figure out, you know, what to do and where to go until someone actually called out for help. Then we knew exactly what to do.
Well, what happened after that? Was your building actually struck by the tornado?
Yes, it was. There is some structural damage, not major at this point, we don't believe. But what was more damaged was the building next door, which is what we here in Jackson call the new, it used to be called the New Southern Hotel, and it's a name that's kind of stuck. It's a housing complex for older individuals or individuals that do need some kind of financial assistance.
How did they fare?
It was the most remarkable thing I've ever seen in my life. One really interesting thing to note, there was a black woman and a white woman. I don't believe that they were next door neighbors or even on the same floor, and they were walking down the stairs hand in hand, you know, praying together and thanking God that they were okay. And as far as I knew, there were no serious injuries. There were a whole lot of cuts and scrapes, that kind of thing, but I didn't see anything serious. And everyone, once they arrived in the basement, it was, we need to know where Mr. Such-and-such is, and we need to know where Miss So-and-so is. And there was a genuine concern for everyone over there. And it was amazing to see a group of people care so much about each other and want to know what is actually going on with the people that they reside around.
Spring storms are rather common there in the Midwest. How does this one rank?
This is by far the worst one I've ever been involved in because of the suddenness of the downpour of rain and the hit with the tornado. This has to be the worst storm I've ever been involved in.
Well, I wish you all stay safe there in Madison County.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Jen Free is a law clerk in Jackson, Tennessee. She was describing for us the damage there in Madison County.